Amy, how's it going?
Hey Ryan, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. It's been fun so far.
First and foremost, you know, I love that the first thing that you had to say there was it's been fun so far. So tell me, I know you haven't had a chance to slate into any games yet so far, but just tell me how the experience in Kamloops has been for you so far this week.
No, yeah, it's been great actually. The guys are awesome, which is always a great start. But yeah, like I said, it's a little different experience for myself. I mean, last year when you're playing in the games, you're always busy and you kind of just worry about like what you need to do in order to prepare. And now it's just, I mean, it's the same thing, but it's different. I mean, I'm just practicing and I mean, getting to know the guys. I think that's the biggest part too. Is in this summer showcase, it's just learning the guys and kind of creating that bond that hopefully you can carry over in December. And I think we got a good start on that.
Absolutely. This isn't the first time you've had this experience. So what's your feel with the chemistry in the room with the guys you've got there so far this year?
No, yeah, it feels great. I mean, I've known a lot of these guys from different experiences, from Hlinka to the World Championships last year. So, I mean, in that aspect, I kind of know everyone, and I think everyone knows each other too. I mean, we've all played each other either growing up or played against each other. So, I mean, it's kind of fun to just kind of get here and hang out as a team and try to create that bond, like I said, that we can hopefully carry over into December.
Excellent. So word on the street is there was a bit of tonsillitis for you in the last few weeks. Can you give us an update on how you're feeling and things like that?
Yeah, no, I feel way better. I mean, the last 3-4 weeks have been pretty bad for me, but it's nothing you can't handle. It's honestly, it's going to help me in the long run if it even does hurt me right now, which I don't think it will, but it's something that needed to be done. And I've kind of dealt with strep throat / tonsillitis, in the past few years. So I was glad to get that off my plate. It feels way better now, but I'm still not 100%. I'm getting there, which is, for me, I'm excited for it to be over with.
I am sure. Do you know yet if you're expected to play at all, or are you just going to practice this week?
Yeah, no, it'll just be a practice week for me. I can't. Okay. I haven't been officially cleared. I see my doctor like 2 days after camp's done to finally get like the full clearing, which kind of sucks, but so it had to be done. So no worries.
Better to get it done now.
Yeah, exactly.
So I guess, you know, you're talking about how important it is to kind of get that camaraderie and all of that kind of fellowship that you guys have together this week. Yesterday was two pretty big, very different in scoring categories, but two pretty big games against both of Canada's split squads. What are you really seeing from this team from a very different vantage point? You know, you're getting to watch how the system is developing and line chemistry is working and things. So what are you really seeing from the USA team so far this year on the ice?
I think we show a lot of depth. I think that's the biggest part in this tournament too, is guys can get hurt. I mean, you play 7 games in a matter of 10, 11 days. So that's always an option when guys are getting hurt. So depth is always key. And then I think, like I said, we're kind of playing as a team, which is what you want. I played on a lot of teams growing up, and it's not necessarily the best ones that win. It's kind of the ones that come together and don't just play with each other, but for each other. And I think that's the biggest part, is if we can keep that going and hopefully bring that to the tournament, we have a good chance of winning it.
What does it mean for you to, you know, it was a pretty special tournament last December and January there in Buffalo, especially, you know, the outdoor game against Canada and so forth. But what's it like now coming back, putting that sweater on yet again for USA Hockey and getting to represent your country yet again this year?
Yeah, it's great. I kind of get both sides of the equation, whereas last year you're playing in front of your own hometown fans and get the outdoor game, which was awesome. I mean, you can't even explain how great that was. And then now coming to this year where it's in Vancouver, which is just the complete opposite. So, I mean, the fans are so hostile, which, I mean, you got to enjoy too. So if you kind of get both sides of that spectrum, so it's kind of cool.
Excellent. Just briefly, how did things, going back a few weeks to development camp, how did things go for you there, and how did you feel coming out of that?
Yeah, I felt fine. I mean, I thought myself I played well. I mean, it wasn't a big camp as far as 2 years ago. It was a little shorter, which was nice, but I felt I did well, and I learned a lot of things. And I think that's the biggest part about development camp, is kind of taking in from the older guys and learning from the coaching staff as well. It's what you need to do to improve your game and to take it to the next level. So it's kind of what I do at development camp, and it felt good to go there and learn some new things.
Once you get cleared medically and can really get back to some hardcore training and whatnot this summer before you head back to school, what are really your What are your goals heading into this season? What do you for yourself see as the things that you want to focus on developmentally heading into this next season?
I mean, I think all around, I just want to be, I mean, the only thing that sticks out to me, I guess, in particular is the team. I mean, we had such a great team last year, and the way it ended was tough. I mean, in college hockey, you only get one game opposed to a series in many of the professional sports. So I think that's the biggest part is I think we learned from that as a group, and I want to, I guess, take that lesson and not, I guess, learn from it and kind of hope that we can do better the second time around as assumed to lose in the first round. So I think that's the biggest thing that sticks out to me is our team. We got a great team coming back. The core group guys are coming back, which is exciting, and I'm excited about it.
Excellent. Coming out of development camp, you know, being in the Canadiens organization now for a couple of years, that the one thing that especially fans seem to harp on a lot and certainly management has looked for as well is the solution down the middle depth wise in the years to come. And there's of course been a lot of chatter between, you know, you and Kotkaniemi really kind of hit things off well in development camp and so forth. So how does it feel kind of knowing that you guys are looked at sort of as the future down the middle with this organization and how does that feel to you?
Yeah, no, it's great. I think, I mean, a lot of people have asked me about that question and asked if it adds any pressure. And I mean, to be honest, of course it does, but that's part of being an athlete and being a professional athlete. If you want to be one, is the pressure that you have to handle. And I think that kind of creates what type of player you're going to be. And I think a lot of players can crack under that pressure, but the best ones kind of come to it. And I think that's kind of what I want to do. I mean, especially playing in Montreal, that's what they all say is the pressure. I mean, people are so quick to judge. So you have an extra amount of pressure that you have to handle. And I think that's what I'm most excited about, is kind of proving myself there and hoping that the pressure is, I guess, motivating for myself.
Absolutely. Heading out for the rest of this week now, especially now that final roster cuts have been made for this camp this week. Are there any games in particular for the rest of this week that you're really kind of eyeing as ones that are going to be pretty exciting, or do you think it's in general going to be a pretty tough competition overall down the stretch for the next couple of days?
No, I think they all will be. I mean, it's always fun to learn from each team and see how each country kind of plays. They all have their certain game styles. So I'm excited to just kind of watch the games and take it in. I mean, I've already learned a lot from watching the first two games that our team has competed in, but I don't know. You learn new things when you're looking from the audience opposed to the bench. So it's kind of cool to kind of get that effect too. So it'll be good.
Well, it sounds like you're certainly keeping the right attitude with it, and we wish you the best of luck for the rest of this week. Hopefully, you get cleared very soon so you can be back in full force before you know it.
Awesome. Thank you, Amy.